Lord, we are in your presence this morning. Cause the abundance of your rain. Cause it to fall upon us, O Lord. And glorify yourself in the message of the Lord and bring that light into our lives and our hearts to the glory of your name. As is written in the scriptures, the entrance of your word gives light. May that light shine upon us and shine upon our ways. In Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Let's sound like people who are excited in the house of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. That's too weak. I think we can do better than that. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Let's get a good hand clap here for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now today I want to talk about, you know, I won't take very long, but I want to spend some time in prayer at the end. So I'm going to just for a few minutes talk about the past, the present, and the future. Amen. You know, so I'm going to go through this very quickly because I really want to pray at the end for some. Now, there are several dimensions of time that I've mentioned. Everybody, please pay attention to this message. It's going to bless you. We have the past. We have, of course, the present. And we have the future. Now, for every one of us that's in this room or anywhere else, you can only be in one of those dimensions at a time. And that's the present. Now, there's a fourth dimension. And only the Lord, not only can the Lord be in all three dimensions at the same time, he's actually in all three of them at the same time. He's in a fourth dimension that's called eternal. You know, so it encompasses the past, the present, and the future. For the Lord, everything that we call future is already past. And for him, the things that we call past, they're present. And he's just omnipresent. And he is there all the time. Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
That will give you, if you understand that, it will elevate your faith to know that God already declares the end from the beginning, as it is written in Isaiah 46 and verse 10. You know, he knows the end from the beginning. But what I want to talk to us about today is how we relate to these time zones, if you want to call them time zones. The past, you can't do anything about. As a matter of fact, yesterday is already gone. Can somebody say amen to that? Well, you can't go back and relive yesterday. It's gone. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are living in the past. They're living in the past, you know. And everybody's got a past, you know. So there is not a single one person here that doesn't have a past. Because you're here today. Yesterday is your past. Last year was your past. And many years, some of you have been on the earth for many, many years. That's your past, you know. So, but there's a lot of people that are living in the past. The past is good for one thing. For you to recognize and remember the great things that the Lord did and use that to encourage yourself for today. A quick story in the Bible. And you young people will enjoy that. The story of David against Goliath. When he came up against Goliath, he remembered the victory over the lion and the victory over the bear. And he used that to get himself courage for the present conflict. Amen? So that's what the past is good for. But sometimes if you had some past that you are not so proud of, or you had some failures in the past or whatever, the devil tries to rub that in your face. You know, but, you know, that's not the place for you to be, you know. And some people say, well, I'm not in a good place right now because they're letting their past be in their face and they're living in the past. And some people, you've heard me say this before, some folks have their finger on that rewind button. They're always constantly rewinding and remembering all the failures or the bad things or whatever. And here's the way I always say it. If you're going to rewind that thing at all, rewind it and erase it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because even the Lord said, all your sins I will forget. I will cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. You know, but the enemy, he brings it up in your face. And even some Christian folks will never let you forget. Are you still with me, somebody? Oh, yeah. When somebody does something wrong or does, you know, screws up or whatever, you know, in their life, some Christian folks will never let them forget. They always will bring it up, you know, even though they've already confessed their sins and already moved on, the Lord's forgiven them. But people are still bringing it over their heads, you know, and they have to sometimes deal with that, constantly deal with that. Some people are also dealing with failures, rejection, whatever it is, you know. But there is always a positive side that you can take to any negative thing. Amen. If you did something that turned out unsuccessful, you may look at it as a failure, but you may also look at it as knowledge learned. You know, you've gained some knowledge of how that thing doesn't work, rather than looking at it as a failure. And if you had a misstep, that doesn't make you a failure. It just means that you've learned that, you know, well, you can't do that particular thing that way. And you gain some knowledge from that. And you move on and do it a different way. Praise the Lord. You know, so in the past, you may have had sorrows. You may have had pain, distress, disappointments, failures, and all of that. But today is a new day. Amen. Today is always a new day. Well, you can never be in tomorrow. Folks, today is always a new day. Sometimes somebody told me one day, said, oh, we're almost in tomorrow, because it was a few minutes before midnight. And I said, no, you can never be in tomorrow. When you think it's tomorrow, it is actually today. Praise the Lord. Because tomorrow is always tomorrow. But you are always in today. When it crosses to midnight, it is today. It was tomorrow yesterday, but it's today once it crosses to midnight. So we are living in today. But what we have for us today is the Bible says that today, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, today is the day of salvation. And now is the accepted time. That's what we have for today. Now, tomorrow is going to bring a better day. Amen. Now, if the Lord tarries and gives us another day, and we're not guaranteed another day, but, you know, if he tarries and we have another day, then we ought to believe that tomorrow will be better. Amen. Now, Psalm 30 and verse 5 tells us about looking forward to a better tomorrow. The last part of this verse is, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. Now, so, you know, and I've often said this, that look, it doesn't matter how long the night lasts, it can never last forever. Even during the winter seasons, well, we don't have very harsh winters here in Arizona, but you know, in some places where they really have some very long nights, you know, it gets dark really early, and it stays dark for a long time. But no matter how long the night lasts, that day is going to break. Amen. It can never be night forever. So that is the hope of a better tomorrow. Now, so today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. That the Lord wants to bring for you a new day and a better day. And if you've had a great day already, believe in the Lord that it will be even better. Hallelujah. Somebody in the house believe that 2019 is going to be your year? Anybody? Well, I didn't get quite a good witness. If there's somebody in the house that believes that 2019 gonna be your year, Well, the Lord did great things in 2018. He did great things in 2017 and all those years. But this year, somebody say this year. That's right. It's going to be your year. That you're going to possess that one thing that has eluded you. Amen. That's right. Because there is always hope for a better tomorrow. Hallelujah. And I love this scripture. I want you to put it up for me. I am going to read it to us right here. In the book of Job, I love this scripture. In chapter 14 of Job and verse 7. For there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again. And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. And though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, it will bud again. And it will bring forth boughs like a plant. Hallelujah. That's a good message on our website that you can listen to. It's called The Scent of Water. You know, so no matter what the situation looks like today, well, let me start from yesterday. No matter what the situation was like yesterday, that was the past. Today, we are right here. Praise the Lord. And you can wake up in the morning and you can look in the mirror and you can say, mirror, mirror on the wall. Today is going to be a great day. Hallelujah. Because the day was not made. We were not made for the day. The day was made for us. And God said, subdue the earth. Hallelujah. You know, and you can wake up in the morning and say, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places today. You can use the word of God to declare your future today. How does that work? Well, it's really very simple. All you have to do is say what God already said in his word. Amen. You don't need to make up your own thing, but you need to say what God already said about you. My thoughts towards you in Jeremiah 29. Therefore what? Therefore peace and not for evil. My thoughts towards you are for good. Hallelujah. And you know, God, he's a wonderful God. You can read all about it in Romans 4 and verse 19. How God can do things. How God can bring things out of nothing. Hallelujah. Talking about when Sarah's womb was dead for many years. Look at what God did. And put up verse 20 for me, the next verse. And says, this man, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. Amen. Amen. Remember that the word of God will always sustain itself. All you have to do is keep on repeating his word in faith. Amen. You don't need to worry about what the circumstances look like today. If God promised a better tomorrow, it is going to come. Amen. Hallelujah. He holds tomorrow in his hands. Now, Jehoshaphat. I'm going to come back to this in a minute. Jehoshaphat, he was facing all kinds of things. Mount Seir, the Amorites, people from various, three nations gathered against them and so on. And there was no place to go. Cut off their water supply and everything. You know, and they were afraid. Well, while they were afraid, they were thinking about it. And they didn't know what to do. You know, and the future looked very bleak. The word of the Lord came to, Azrael in the midst of the congregation. And he said, fear not. Amen. That's 2 Chronicles 20. Don't even worry about this great multitude that you see. You know, he said, the Lord is going to fight for you in this battle. Amen. But he said one thing. He said tomorrow. He didn't say today. But he said tomorrow, And I preached a message like this before. You can find it also on the website. It's called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. And he said, tomorrow you go down against them, you know, and all that. And why did he say that? Why didn't God just say, get up right now and go up against them? You know, there's a reason. And there are so many things that the Lord said in the Bible that he put it like a little bit in the future. Like the word of promise that came to Sarah, the one we just read. It was like a promise, and it was in the future. You know, and they had opportunity to either believe that promise or not believe, just because it was future. Now, God can do something right now, you know, but he may choose not to do it. And most of the time, he gives us time to believe, you know, or, you know, test your faith, you know. So sometimes people will not believe just because the thing is lingering. But Jesus said, though it tarry, you wait for it. Amen. It will not tarry long, you know. So they had opportunity to go away and say, well, we are finished. Our enemies are all surrounded. You know, so we're surrounded by our enemies and we're finished and nothing good's going to happen. Or they had opportunity to believe the Lord. Well, Jehoshaphat chose to believe the Lord. Amen. And he said, believe ye the Lord your God and so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets and so shall ye prosper. And he chose to spend the whole day in worship. That's right. You know, so when you hear the promise of a better tomorrow, one of the things that God expects for you to do today, you worship. Amen. And you praise the Lord today. You don't wait until you actually see it, but you believe God, you praise God, you worship, and you start rejoicing in the Lord's glory today. And the Lord said to them in Exodus chapter 9 and verse 5. If you can put that up for me quickly. The Lord said unto them, the Lord has appointed a set time. Hallelujah. Tomorrow. Now that's like future. You know, the Lord shall do this thing in the land. Well, I want to say to you today that God has a promise of a better tomorrow. Amen. Now, no matter what the past has been, no matter what you're struggling with in the present, God has promised a greater and better future in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And as long as the Lord tarries, we must occupy until he comes. You must not be discouraged. You know, but I'm going to tell us a short story. Well, the Lord just said, go back and read that thing, you know. So before I go forward, here's what I wanted to read. I wanted to read from verse 17 of Romans chapter 4. This is the place I want to read. He said, the last verse said, even God who quickeneth the dead and calls those things which be not as though they already were. This is the one the Lord didn't want me to pass that scripture over. You know, who against hope believed in hope. My goodness. I mean, he believed in hope that he would become the father of nations when he didn't even have one child. And his wife dead in her womb and everything, you know, and he went about, he changed his name, you know, and he said, I'm going to be the father of nations. He didn't have one child, not even a single child, but he changed his name and put it right out there in front of everybody and carried that name for years. I will be the father of nations. And folks laughed at him. You don't even have a child. You're going to be the father of nations? Well, you know, we'll see about that. But he said, I will be the father of nations. Amen. Amen. I will be the father of nations. And he kept on repeating and he kept on believing it. Well, it took 25 long years. Why do you think God allowed, you know, we had this review thing in the morning and so forth. You know, God, some of these things were there for our examples. So that today, when you are facing a situation which has, you know, been there for a few days or years or months, you will not be discouraged. Amen. Couple of quick stories that I will tell you in the Bible, and then I'm going to pray. You know. But what I wanted to point out of this is that God can call things that do not appear like they are today. He can call them out of nothing. But that's how he created the world in the first place. All that he did was said, let there be such and such. and their words. And if you've got faith and you know how to walk that faith, you can say in the word of the Lord, and I'm going to say some things in the message of the Lord today. You can say in the word of the Lord, let there be, and the Lord will watch over that word to perform it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, it takes a level of getting used to the word of God, how it works, to be able to do that. But you can do it, you know, and if you practice it, you know, you can do it better and better each time. So, you know, so let me tell you a quick, you know, a couple of quick stories here, you know, that I want to talk to us about. There was a story in the book of Luke chapter 15 called the prodigal son. How many people know the story of the prodigal son? The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. All right. Wasted his substance and did everything, you know, and so forth like that. You know, so you know the story. I'm not going to really talk about that particular story, you know, but there's just, you know, one place that I want to talk about in that story. You know, he went, he suffered, he did everything, you know, and all that, and wasted his life and so forth. But the best part of the story, as far as I'm concerned, is in verse 17. And if you can put that up for me, Luke 15 and 17. And when he came to himself, so there was one day that he took stock of situation. Look, it doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter how you get there or how you got there or how you become to be in where you are today. What matters is what are you going to do about it now? Amen. So this young man, finally, he said, look, I've messed up, I've screwed up, and I've done all these things and so forth. But today, I will arise, and I will go to my father. Hallelujah. So he did something about it. He didn't just stay there and wallow in his problems. You know, he did something about it. You know, and today, you can do something about anything. You know, whatever situation, a sickness, or whatever it is. And I'm going to tell you quickly another story, two more stories before I pray. You know, there is a story here in the book of John chapter 5. And I love this story, and I've spoken on it many times. But this man, 38 years had this infirmity, but every day he kept coming. And he never said, he never gave up, and he never said, well, you know, I came last year, I missed the staring of the pool, somebody else got in ahead of me, so I'm just going to quit. Well, if he would have quit, he would not have met the master. Amen. But he kept coming, and one day, it was his day. Hallelujah. And when Jesus stepped on the scene, knowing that he had been long time in that condition, and Jesus knows your condition, he knows your situation, and he knows how long you've been in there. Jesus said on the man, will thou be made whole? And the man said, are you kidding? That's why I'm camping out here. You know, and I'm just waiting for this moving of the water. And, you know, but somebody always gets in ahead of me. Well, somebody is not going to get in ahead of you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, forget the water. I'm right here. Amen, somebody. Now, that's something I want to say to some people here today, because you always say, well, nobody's helping me. I don't have any help. Forget people's help. The Lord is right here. Nobody's going to help you get in the water. Nobody's going to help you. People are going to help themselves. You know, nobody cares, you know, and so forth like that. Don't worry about it. Vain is the help of man. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, there are really some really good people that have the mind of Christ and help one another. You know, I'm not saying there's nobody really help. What I'm saying is, whether anybody helps you or not, that's a better way to say it. Whether you get help from somebody or not, don't be looking for help somewhere else. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Can somebody give the Lord a hand clap for that? Hallelujah. And Jesus had to redirect the man's attention away from the water and all that and so forth. Focus right here on the Lord. The Lord's right here. Never mind the water. Never mind the angel. You know, the Lord's right here. Praise the Lord. Last story I want to tell you, you know, for you to believe and walk in liberty. It's a long story, so I'm not going to read the Bible. I'll just tell it to you. The story of the children of Israel. When they went down to captivity in Egypt for many years. That's not the part I want to talk about. The part I want to talk about is even when God delivered them, because they had been so long time in the condition of slavery, they did not even know how to be free. That's the one I want to talk about today. Some people have been in their condition for so long. It's like somebody who has been confined for a wheelchair, into a wheelchair for so long. When they finally get healed, they don't know how to walk again. You know, they stumble around. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Or if you ever been come out of some serious surgery. I had some serious surgery some years ago, and I didn't even know how to walk. You know, walk from here to there after that surgery. You know, but, you know, so when people are being delivered, sometimes they don't even know how to live in their liberty, and they keep looking back. These people, after God set them free, they kept looking back, you know, and everything, every little challenge that comes up, they forget what great thing God did. And they kept saying, well, why didn't you just leave us in Egypt? We were better off there. Were they better off there? Their women were ravished in their presence, and they beat down the men on top of it, you know, because they were slaves, and they couldn't do anything about it, and they didn't know how to fight for themselves. So finally, Moses had to teach them. Well, from now on, when somebody beats you down, an eye for an eye. Praise the Lord. All of that was just to get them, you know, to learn what they needed to do, because they couldn't even know how to fight for themselves. You know, they were so long in trouble that when freedom came, they didn't know how to be free. Well, some people are so long in their situation that when the Lord brings the deliverance, they don't even know how to be free. They're still thinking of that they are bound. Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave in John chapter 11. And he came out of the grave, but he was still bound with grave clothes. Hello, somebody. There are a lot of people today that Jesus has set free, but they are still bound because they're still living in the past. The reason they're bound is they're living in the past instead of enjoying the liberty that God gives you today and looking forward to a better tomorrow. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Now I am going to pray. I am going to pray for some. And if you say that I believe God, and you remember, you know, today is the day of salvation too. Also, if you've never really made that personal connection with the Lord, or if you've done something in the past, the enemy beat you down, or even Christian folk beat you down over it, you know, Christian, thank God that some Christian folks are not the one that's going to sit on the throne. Amen. Otherwise, you'll never make it in. That's right. But it's not them that's going to be there. In the book of Revelation chapter 5, Jesus, you know, John, he looked everywhere trying to find somebody worthy to open that book. All those Christian folk, none of them was found worthy. Amen. That's right. Because he had all those judgmental spirits and everything. Jesus was the only one that was found worthy. And he stepped out and he took that book. Hallelujah. And he said, you know, liberty, come into life, and so forth. Whereas, you know, if somebody else had been there, you know, they would have said, yeah, you did that, and you're not going in. Yeah, you did the other thing, you're not going in. But Jesus said, you know, I will blot out your transgressions. As far from the east is from the west, so far have I blotted your transgressions from you. Only go and sin no more. Amen. You know, we're not condoning sin, but you must, once the Lord sets you free, you must go and sin no more. Otherwise, a worse thing will come upon you. But we cannot put that, all that stuff upon you. Jesus already took it upon himself. Praise the Lord. I want everybody in the house to stand up to their feet this morning. You know, if you are here, now Jesus, he had his arms wide like this on the cross. That's right. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It may be the labor of sin. It may be the labor of unbelief. It may be the yoke. Remember, we preached that yoke message, breaking that yoke at the end of the year last year.
Don't carry that yoke forward. Amen. The yoke that people try to put upon you, the yoke that the devil tried to put upon you, don't carry that yoke. Snap yourself out of it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. One of my favorite scriptures in that verse, whole Bible, Isaiah 52 and verse 2. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. Shake yourself from the dust. That captive daughter. You don't need to be a captive daughter. You are the daughter of the king. And you are the son of the king. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to believe God with me for just a few minutes. And we're going to pray. You know, and never mind the past. And get your finger off that rewind button. And when the enemy comes and try to bring your past, remember what the Lord said in Isaiah 58. I don't have the scripture written down. I'm just saying it. He just brought it to my head now. In Isaiah 58, you know, the Lord said, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear reward. Amen. Amen. What that means is the Lord's glory will be between your past and you. And it will keep your past in the past. Amen. Don't worry about that. It's gone. You can't do anything about it. Today is a new day. Receive what God has for you today. I have come that you might have life, and that abundantly. Receive the blessing that God has today. And if you need a miracle, if you need deliverance, sometimes God has already brought you deliverance, but you are not shaking yourself loose. If God already healed you, you are still laying down on the sick bed, you will continue to be sick. You got to get up. Amen. Praise the Lord. If the devil knocks you down, you got to stand up. As it is written in Micah 7 and verse 8, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. Do not stay down for the count, folks. You got to get up. Now, if there's somebody in here today that wants to get up, and you want to receive the love of Christ. Now, if you didn't even know what the love of Christ was, well, we'll take some time. I didn't have time in this because I wanted to keep it brief. I'll take some time after service to explain it to you. But if you want to receive that love of Christ, and you want to see a radiant change in your life, you come on down today. Or if you're believing God and you say, look, I want something different. You know, I've been chasing this thing. Remember, we discussed it this morning. What thing soever you desire. Hallelujah. You know, God put that desire in your heart, but you've been chasing it and you didn't get it. Did you know that 2019 is going to be your year? Amen. Never mind the past. Never mind the failures. Never mind the struggles of the past. Today, if you will hear this voice of the Lord and this message of hope, harden not your heart. Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. Can you believe God today? I want you to come. I'm going to pray. If you need anything from the Lord today, and you believe the Lord spoke to you in this message, step out quickly and I'm going to pray for you. It was a short message because I wanted to give some time to pray. I want to pray for you today. Some of you students, every time we do these things, you probably don't understand. You think they're not above your head. You can understand this and can apply to you also on your studies. Maybe you didn't do too well before, but that was then. This is now. Amen. Hello, somebody. Somebody say that was then. This is now. It doesn't matter what was then. This is now. I'm dealing with now. I'm not dealing with then. I'm dealing with right now. We're dealing with right now, and we're dealing with what God has for us ahead. Amen. And, you know, you've been wanting that promotion, and you never got it. Well, promotion doesn't come from from the east, west, or south. It comes from the Lord. You're going to get it. Amen. There's a way that God will get it, too. Remember, I spoke about the crossing of the hands. Don't worry about it. It's not your place to worry how God's going to do it. All you need to know is believe God for what you're believing God for. That's right. That's his department of how he's going to do it. Don't worry about that. That's not your business how he's going to do it. He will do it because he promised it and because you believed it. Now, if you don't believe his promise, it won't help you. But if you can believe the word of God and repeat it to yourself constantly and walk in line with all the conditions in his word, the biggest condition being have faith in God. Amen.
and forgive others when you are praying. If you have all this grudge and stuff in your heart, that prayer is not going to do anything. So take a moment and forgive everybody right now. Lift up your hands, those of you who are standing here. You say, well, I have no... Yeah, maybe you do. Whatever grudge is in your heart, just say, Lord, I put it at the altar. I'll put it on the cross with Jesus. I forgive them. I release them in Jesus' name. It's that simple. You know, and don't hold it in your heart so it won't block your prayer. And then I am going to pray. The students say, well, I didn't do so well last year. I wanted to be, you know, to be a 4.5 average student, but I was only a 3.8. Well, that was last semester. This semester, you can be 4.75. Amen. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Can somebody do all things in the house here? That's right. Don't settle for anything less than what God said about you. You can be the head and never the tail. Don't ever take second place. Amen. Second place only to God. Amen. But among men, be ye not the servants of men. You are bought with a price. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Now I'm going to pray. And I'm going to release. Because the Lord said, pray for the people. And I said, well, I will pray. You know, so I looked for a message that I was going to preach. I didn't really get one for a long time. So I just come up with this one by the Spirit of God. But I want to pray. Hallelujah. Because I have believed and I have spoken and I have declared that this is going to be a year of possession. A year of advancement. And a year of fulfillment. I have declared that word and God is watching over it. And I am here to pray over your needs in Jesus' name. And sometimes whatever the devil had told you that, you know, is the reason why you are not moving forward, forget that. Jesus says, I have blotted out your transactions. Hallelujah. I have blotted them out. You know, I will wash them white as wool. I will make them white. I will put upon you the, you know, white linen, which are the righteousness of the saints. Father, look upon your people. All hands raised. They have come here, Lord, various things in their hearts. Some of you are doing well, but you wish you could do better. Well, the Lord is your glory and the lifter up of your head. Amen. Some of you are struggling with whatever it is. God is going to give you that liberty. He is already giving it to you. You just have to walk in it. Amen. And don't be like that person who's been in that condition so long that even when they are set free, they don't even know how to enjoy the liberty and they keep looking back. You know, don't look back. Remember Lot's wife. Do not look back. Hallelujah. And some of you have put your hands in the plow. Stay with the program. If you put your hand in the plow and you take it out and you change your mind, Bible says they are not fit for the kingdom of God. Stay with the program. The Lord will get you through it. Amen. I was talking with the students, to the students. Don't quit. Don't be a dropout. Don't be any of those things. You know, be an example of the believer. Amen. Father, bless the businesses. Now, those of you who are in business and you really want your business to thrive this year, I want to say to you, 2019 is your year. Can somebody say amen? Thank God for what he has done for you before. But in this 2019, oh my, you're going to see the glory of God. Amen. Amen, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. And all those elusive prayers that you've been believing God for years, well, God has set an appointed time. He has set an appointed time. Never mind the past. Just believe God today and believe for a better future. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, walk that miracle, Lord. Now remember, the angels of the Lord, they are ministering spirits. They have one mission. Go and minister on behalf of the elect. Now, if you're believing God, God will send for those angels to make sure what you are believing God for happens. You know, they'll go down there and say, go down there and get, you know, my daughter is believing for such and such. Go down there and make sure it happens this year. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody. Hallelujah. The Lord grant you according to your own heart's desire. And the Lord will fulfill your petitions this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember not the former things, saith the Lord. I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. And behold, it shall spring forth.
And shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert places. I will bring out even oases in the place where they said it was dry. Yes, and I'll bring well, even 70 palms in the place where they said, what shall we drink? The Lord is able to do all of that. And if you believe it, you can shout amen for it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.